A lot of people want to make it a perennial. So I'm going to show you the way that you do it. And you can use, I'm going to stand here, hope I'm still okay. You can use, I use these garden shears, but you can also use a pair of scissors. It really doesn't matter. I'll start with the scissors. So when I cut it back, I want to leave, you know, around 6 inches of the plant. So I'm going to start by just cutting it back. Now, of course, I wouldn't normally cut this mum back yet because it's still pretty good looking. But I want to show you just what you do come the time when it's all done blooming and it's time to cut it back, and you want to possibly save it as a perennial. And I'm going to make a mess in here, Andy, okay?
That's okay. Igor can come in later and vacuum.
Okay. So I've cut it back, not what we call hard, but to save some of that foliage. And the reason some of that foliage is pretty important. In the winter, we get a lot of dry winds. If there isn't any snow cover, if there's snow cover, everything's going to be fine. It's going to be well protected. But a mum is a shallow-rooted plant, and its growing tip is right at the ground level. So it's real susceptible to those winter winds, and especially the freeze and thaw that comes with winter. The ground will freeze early in the winter and late in the winter. Freeze in the at night when the sun goes down, but then when the sun comes up, everything warms up at the soil surface and it thaws. And that's what really damages the plant. Freezing it does not damage it, but that freeze and thaw. So I've cut it back. I want to protect that crown. So the next step would be I'm going to grab some mulch, chopped up leaves, straw, mulch from your beds, and dump it right in the center, a good three, four inches deep.
In the center.
Right in the center of that plant, yeah. That's going to give it that blanket that will, once the plant freezes at night, the ground freezes, that's going to hold that freeze in there so that when the sun comes out in the daytime and shines, it's still going to remain frozen and protect that plant. So that's the reason behind that, and that's how you can make a mum a perennial, by giving it that extra protection. It used to be years ago when winter came, it snowed, and the snow stayed on the ground all the time. Mm-hmm. But anymore now, we get a lot of times where all the snow melts and bare ground, and that's when we get the freeze-thaw. So this can be not important just for the mum, but a lot of your other perennials, too. Some of them that may be a little delicate. Good idea to give them that late mulch and to put a little mulch right in the crown. Now, not all perennials are going to accept at three or four inches of thick mulch. And in the spring, we're going to try to come out there and pull it back a little bit or take our garden hose and try to wash it out. But other perennials, we don't want to really pile it in there because it can smother them and then kill them off. So just an inch will be enough for most perennials. But the mum, it's going to need that extra protection of three or four. Not only the mum, a lot of the hydrangeas, and we talked about that last week too, good idea to give them a little dump of mulch right in the center there.
And for those of you who are listening to the radio and have no idea what we were just talking about, we are on Facebook Live at facebook.com/WESB1075. And we will be posting the video permanently to our Facebook page after the show is done. So you can just go back and watch Bob and observe his technique for trimming back his mums and the other plants that we have here today.
Yeah, this is all perennials. So a lot of people have, and I brought most of the popular plants, coneflower. Now, there's two ways to do this. I can cut it back And again, you can use scissors or a trimmer like this. So I would cut it back, and I'm going to leave a few inches there.
You're not just deadheading it. You are actually cutting way down on the stalk.
Way down, but not right to the ground level. I don't want to expose that crown of the plant too much to that winter. Now, in this case, too, I still have a few good flowers. So some of us maybe want to increase the number of cone flowers or other perennials that we have. So, or we might be a birder. So I'm going to leave this flower because it's going to produce seed. That seed is going to drop through the winter right on the ground, and those plants or those seeds will become new plants. So I'll increase the number of cone flowers I have in that area. But if you're not concerned about increasing, if you already have enough, you know, then continue to cut it right back nice and short and maybe clean out some of the leaves there so we don't get a fungus developing or any diseases or possibly insects that may be harbored in there.
And the new growth that comes from these shoots is going to produce the flowers next season?
Yes, yes. So we've cut it back, we've kind of cleaned it out, and now I may want to throw just a little bit of mulch in there to give it a little added protection, a real thin layer, you know, maybe half inch, inch of mulch in there. And that will be ready for the spring now.
You're listening to The Gardening Show on B107.5 FM. Bob is taking your questions. You can email them to garden@wesb.com or give us a call here in the studio, 814-368-9372. That's 368-WESB. And continuing on with our trimming.
Yeah, another real popular plant, some of the catmints. A lot of people are getting interested in that. And it's hard to show, but if I spread out the foliage here, I can see a lot of new growth down in there. So I don't want to cut down real close on that one. So I just want to give this one, and we call it a haircut. And with this type of plant, you know, I can just grab the whole thing like right there and just give it a nice clip just like that. And again, now that one's ready for next year. It's all cleaned up, trimmed back. Let me show you another one. A lot of us have, this is a sedum, autumn joy sedum, and this is extremely hardy plant, tough plant. So,
perfect for up here.
Yeah, perfect for up here. If I left it go like this, it would just kind of flop down, and everything would probably be okay. But for the people that really want a nice, neat garden, again, I'm just going to... And I'm trying to make it so everybody can
see. A couple of inches from the soil line.
Yeah, just trim it right back. You'll see it cuts pretty easy. I hope everyone can see that. You know, I don't have to be real gentle either. I'm not going to harm the plant in any way. But there, it's cut back, and now that's another one that's ready for the spring. Now, I want to do something a little different here.
Okay. You can call in your questions for Bob, getting your garden ready for winter, 368-9372.
Another perennial that's extremely popular called Russian sage, beautiful foliage and highly scented too. You know, I recommend, you know, even you play around. Use all your senses, not just sight. Mm-hmm. Use a smell that has a beautiful smell to it and even hearing. You'll notice when a breeze blows through this, it'll give a different sound than when it blows through something that has large leaves. Don't stop by just that. You know, sometimes make sure though it's safe that to even give them a taste. You know, all plants have a different taste, but just a taste. Don't do too much because there are some poisonous plants out there.
A few, yeah.
So you don't want to graze on them a whole lot. So just a little taste. If it's that real bitter, it may be a poisonous plant. But this one here is a little different because it can form, and it's going to be real difficult for me to show you, but it can form woody material. The stem is not green or gray or whatever it would be. This one has really formed some bark over the stem. So this is kind of a different perennial. We can cut it all the way back like I did the other ones, or we can just cut it back lightly, knowing that if snow and ice build up on this, it would bend it down and it may break it right at the ground level. It's not still, the plant's going to come back. We want to make this one just a little bit taller next year.
Give it every opportunity also. If the plant is going to be okay, that's fine, but let's give it a fighting chance.
Yeah, yes. So I'm just going to trim it back about half. Now, you don't have to go exactly half. You know, there's a lot of different rules in gardening. You can do a third. You can do two-thirds, whatever you deem is necessary for your yard. So I'm cutting this one back in half. And now next year, hopefully, a lot of the new growth is going to emerge up higher, so it's going to make it a taller plant next year. This plant can grow up to three feet, foot tall. And, of course, being taller, it's going to be showier and probably more flowers. So this one's a little bit different. So look at that stem, you know. If you see really woody material, that woody material with the bark on it, that's protecting the inner plant. So that has a chance of getting taller and taller every year. But do trim it so it doesn't have that chance of building up snow and ice, bending over and breaking off right at the ground level, because then you'll have a nice a little short plant again. But I can trim this right back real low if I wanted to and keep it a short plant too. So that's the Russian sage, real popular plant.
And now we've got the big brown.
Yeah. And you was probably wondering, what are you going to do with that? Ornamental grasses become very, very popular. And I get a lot of questions of, when do I prune it back and how do I prune it back? Fall is a good time to prune it back. You can leave them all winter and enjoy them all winter. You can see they just dry up and they stay erect. But don't leave them through the winter into March, because then they just start to fall apart and they'll blow all over the place and they're just hard to clean up. So for those that want to keep it nice and neat, I recommend that you trim them back late in the season. So an easy way to do it so you don't have a big cleanup is what I like to do is tie a string or rope around them.
Mm-hmm.
And tie it up good and tight.
You've got about, I'd say, 6 to 8 inches there, or?
Yeah, maybe a foot. You know, it all depends on what you really want. This is a young one, so I'm trimming it down low, but you could go up a little bit higher. I wouldn't get over a foot high, though. I would stay a foot, 6, 8, 10 inches in that area. So now I've got it tied up. So now, below the rope, I can start to trim it. And you'll see the grasses are pretty tough to cut. So it may take some time. Matter of fact, I would probably use my big clippers with this. Mm-hmm. But since this is a young one, I can get away with just my small clippers here. So I'm trimming it back, and you can see the string is, I'm having a rough time. The string is holding it all together for me. So I don't have a mess. I'm cutting real close to the string there, so it may fall apart on me. But go all the way around like that.
That's right. My shift is over at 9. I don't have to vacuum today.
Good.
So yeah. Right after the 9 o'clock news.
Sometimes when you rush, it takes you longer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So take your time. Try to keep the mess down as much as possible, just to make it easier on yourself. And we're getting real close to almost there. And there it is. See, now I got it in a nice, neat bundle, and it makes it easy for me to put in a compost pile or putting somewhere in the backyard, because this is going to make real nice nesting material for the birds and the squirrels, the little animals there. So try to keep it nice and neat like that. But when you do place it in that area, make sure it's not going to blow out into the yard. Because believe me, those years that I didn't trim my grasses back and left them go till March, April, and they start blowing all over the yard, it's even your mower can't chop them up. So you end up having to rake them up. So it's a good idea to do this type of cleanup.
You're listening to The Gardening Show on B107.5 FM with Master Gardener Bob Harris. We are taking your questions. You can call them into Area 814-368-9372. That's 368-WESB, or email us at garden@WESB.com. And one more trim back before the break.
Okay. This is what they call coreopsis. There's many colors of coreopsis. And again, this is one of the more popular perennials. But I hope it shows up here. You can see the leaves that got a kind of a grayish look to them. And that's from powdery mildew. It's a fungus there. So I don't really want to leave this one. You know, some of us don't cut back our perennials, and that's fine. But this one here, since it does have that fungus on it, I want to cut it back so that fungus doesn't remain there and have a chance to spread and go over through the winter and make things worse next year. So I'm going to cut it back, and this one I'm going to really cut back hard. So
just a couple inches,
looks yes. Like. Yeah, cutting it as close to the ground as I can to get rid of all that foliage that may harbor more of that fungus for next year. So that's what I'm going to do in that. So if you do see those leaves getting that grayish tinge to them, maybe that's one you may want to trim back, because that probably is that powdery mildew, or you can call it gray mold too. Fungus there, and we don't want it to remain in our flower bed.
You're listening to The Gardening Show on B107.5 FM with Master Gardener Bob Harris. We're going to take a quick time out for some words from our friends at Worth W. Smith, then we'll be back. You can call in your questions right now to area 814-368-WESB. That's 368-9372, or you can email us at garden@WESB.com.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets and coal for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your coal or pellet stove, see Worth Smith for their line of quality Harman stoves. They also have new selections of stovepipes in stock, as well as sands for all purposes, including tube sand. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
You're listening to The Gardening Show on B107.5 FM with Master Gardener Bob Harris. We've got one more trim back job that you wanted to do today.
And you notice that when I'm trimming these back, I'm not just letting all the foliage fall and lay there. Now, you can do that, but if you're the one that believes that cleaning out your garden in the fall is a good idea, then remove all those trimmings, too, from the bed. And then maybe even give it a little top coat of mulch. And I'm talking about real shallow, you know, half inch. Just to dress it up, make it look good, and to help protect the crown or the root system of those perennials so they have a little easier time to make it through the winter.
And just a reminder for those of you who are listening on the radio and cannot see what Bob is doing, we are streaming the show on Facebook Live, and we will have the full video posted after the show is done, so you can watch his techniques with trimming back all these different plants this week.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to laugh. Techniques. There's really no technique to it.
It's grab and snip.
That's about it, yeah. So this is a Siberian iris. I didn't pick the Siberian one for any reason, but this is just going to include all irises. And now this one here, again, we can just grab some of the foliage and give it a cut. And I'm not cutting way, way down. I'm leaving a little bit of the foliage there.
Looks like 6 inches from the ground.
Yeah, because that's going to continue until it gets some snow cover to photosynthesize and feed the roots so that the plant will even be better next year. So I'm just giving it a kind of a brush cut here, trimming it back so that some of the green is still there. But removing all the foliage that I am cutting back, just in case it does harbor some insects or pest of any sort. And, you know, not just insects, could harbor a lot of disease or even slugs and snails. So I've gotten rid of a big population of them. And again, now what I would recommend is if you got a little bit of mulch, just spread a little bit of mulch, just an inch, half inch in there to help protect the crown of that plant and protect it from that freeze and thaw that really damages plant. So that's a quick lesson on cutting back perennials, and that's not for everybody. Like I did tell you last week that myself, I don't cut back all my perennials. Sometimes I just leave them for a reason. Because not only can it harbor bad insects, most of the time, a lot of the good insects will want to overwinter in the foliage that has been left there. And, of course, if we can increase the population of the good insects, we'll have a lot better protection throughout next year.
Yeah, a lot of amateurs don't realize that insects are responsible for a lot of gardens' growth.
Yes, indeed. And the good insects, they have a little bit different life cycle than the bad insects. The bad insects are usually the first ones to hatch out and start doing their work on the plants. Now, the good insects have developed through millions of years. They don't hatch out until there's a food source for them. So they wait till the bad insects are there, then they hatch out. So they hatch out a little bit later. The good insects hatch out later than the bad insects. I hope I haven't got that twisted around here yet.
You said bad insects first, then the good insects to feast on the bad insects.
So if we can increase their population even before they hatch out, we're much further ahead, and eventually we can do away with any kind of insecticides at all if we can build up that good insect population. Now, some of us don't have a problem with a lot of bad insects, so we can go right ahead and trim back all our perennials, clean out our perennial bed, shrub beds, and not worry about that. But for the real naturalists that want to leave that foliage, that's okay too. Knowing that you do stand a chance of harboring bad insects and maybe a disease or two, but all can be controlled through the season. So you just choose what method you want to do. And also with the birders, us birders, I'm a birder too. Some of those plants like the coneflower I showed that produce a seed. Black-eyed Susans are a real good ones. Good example of that. They produce a lot of flowers and a lot of seeds, a lot of highly nutritious seeds for a lot of those small birds. I'm going to give you a term here, okay, Andy? A lot of those birds that me and my wife like to call LBJs, little brown jobs.
Okay.
because there's so many of those LBJs out there, it's hard to name them all. So I'll save some of the black-eyed Susan flowers and coneflowers. I won't cut them back. Because those little LBJs are going to feed on that all through the winter. Even if they drop to the ground, they're going to dig through the snow and dig through the leaf litter and the mulch and find those seeds. And that's going to nourish them all through the winter. So we can increase our bird population, too, that way.
We're almost out of time. I just want to remind everyone that if you've been listening and you haven't been watching, as Bob demonstrates how to trim back your perennials, we will have the video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WESB1075. And a lot of people, I guess a lot of people have just been watching Bless you. Secondary. all the dust and everything.
Yeah, all.
A lot of people have been watching and haven't been calling in. You can email your questions during the week if you've just thought of something, or if you have a question that comes to you later on during the week, you can email it to us at garden@wesb.com, and we do go through the mailbox.
Yes.
And we will get back to you. Anything in closing, Bob?
Yes, because you just reminded me of it. Andy evidently has a little pollen or a little dust allergy.
A little, yeah.
And for us that do have that, if you're going to go out there and do this kind of work, or even mow your lawn or clean your leaves up, wait till it's damp out. It's ideal time.
Ah.
If I go out and mow my lawn when it's hot and dry, I just make a big cloud of dust and I come in the house sneezing like crazy. If I do it early in the morning, late in the evening, or when it's sprinkling, all that dampness keeps all that dust down and I'm fine. So that's a recommendation for anybody that may have a little problem with all that dust and pollen. Wait till it's damp and then do your work.
There, see, you learn from my suffering. And it's one more good reason to wear a mask out there.
That too, yes.
This has been the Gardening Show with Master Gardener Bob Harris on B107.5 FM. Thank you to everyone who is watching and watching very intently. It looks like on Facebook Live. And everyone listening, we will be back next week at 8:30 right here on B107.5 FM.